What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 180 of Strong the Iron Will Way. 180 episodes. I have to say, that's a surprising number even to me when I haven't recorded in a little while, so I just had to open up my app and I saw that that's what number we were at. And it coincides very well with what I want to talk about today. I also, when I was opening up the app, noticed that it kind of shows you how many downloads you've had. So basically, like, how many people have listened to the podcast, at least through this particular, source, because it's spread out on iTunes and on this and that and the other thing. But anyway, bottom line is it told me there was 6,000 or some downloads. So 6,000 episodes have been listened to, or the episodes have been listened to 6,000 times. So the reason that coincides with my thought for the day is if you were to ask me, well, how do you know how to make a podcast? Like, what kind of equipment do you need to make a podcast, and how do you even start? Well, I have 180 podcasts and 6,000 listens, and I literally have nothing but a phone and an app. And as most of you guys know, I record them 99.9% of the time while driving to or from the gym. I haven't recorded very many this summer because I have a Jeep, and the Jeep is loud in the summer, especially with the top off. I can't record. I mean, that's ridiculous that stops me from recording, but it's real. Like, I don't have equipment. I don't have any technology. I don't have a fucking soundproof room. I can't even record them at the gym because there's always somebody there. I can't record them at home because there's always somebody there. I am stuck in the car recording my podcasts. Now, many people have told me they don't give a shit where it's recorded or what kind of sound quality it is. And I've listened to some of them. I don't listen to most of them, honestly. And I've heard the sound quality sucked because I had a microphone attached to the headphones and it was like scraping on my beard and really annoying. So I'm trying to get better at like avoiding that shit. But generally speaking, I'm not in any big rush to go highly produce this podcast. And you know why I'm not doing that? Because that will shut me down. Trying to make everything perfect and figure out how to get all this audio recording shit and transfer it over and all, that would stop me. That did stop me for a long time, because when I first even thought about recording one, when podcasting was just kind of starting to become popular, people had asked me if I would do one, and I was like, well, I don't even have the first clue on how to do it. I have zero computer/technology skills. So I was like, I can't. I don't know how. And I don't have the time or the, you know, resources to like invest in doing it professionally. And it wasn't until I listened to another guy's podcast who I realized this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing either. This guy is also in a car or at his house. I could hear his dogs in the background, his kids in the background. He's, you know, getting interrupted in the middle of his podcast, but like, seriously, I don't care. Like, I'm not listening to this for sound quality. This is not a music CD, right? I just want to hear what this guy has to say and his message. And he was raw and real, and I was like, dude, if this guy can do it, I suppose I can do it. And I just started recording them with the intention of the people at my gym, like our clients, listening to it, and as a way to just I took conversations that I would have with clients individually, and I realized if one client is going to, my client this morning benefited from this conversation we had, I should just record it so that other clients who have the same, you know, concerns could benefit from it as well. And then I just started doing that and didn't overthink it, just started recording it. I don't have any music on it. I don't have a, you know, anything. And it's literally an app on the iPhone, and started putting them out there. And, you know, I just made a commitment to myself that I'm just going to start. I'm not going to wait for it to be perfect. I'm not going to wait till I have a recording fucking studio and put them out there. And I'm going to try to do at least one or two a week, especially in the beginning. I was trying to crank them out more. And little by little, you get 10 people listening, 15 people listening. Pretty soon, you got fucking 180 episodes and 6,000 people. So my point, or 6,000 listens. my point was, many times there's this kind of, some people will call it being a perfectionist. They'll say, oh, I'm a perfectionist. I want to make sure everything's perfect. I have to have everything perfect, everything just right. 99% of the time, in my opinion, that is a self-sabotaging kind of procrastination technique that we use to just not do it, right? Because if I can't do the podcast because I don't know how, I'm off the hook from doing it, right? So I have a perfect excuse. I don't know how. I don't have the technology. I don't have the money. So a lot of time, I can't tell you how many people I've heard, and I'm sharing this because I've done it with many things. You want the stars to align to take on your next, you know, adventure. So you want to get on a workout program, but you need everything to be just right. You need a perfect schedule, a perfect gym, a convenient place and time, and like all these things have to fit so that it can slide right into your life, and that you can find the perfect coach and the perfect class and the perfect time, the perfect location. And until you find that, you're not going to start. Or you find all that, but you have to wait until Monday or the beginning of the month or payday or the beginning of the year. You're just constantly waiting for the circumstances to be just right. And this also happens with maybe it's a, you know, we don't like to call it a diet, but whatever, your new eating program. You know, you're like, all right, well, I don't have organic this and organic that, or I don't have access to this and that, so I'm going to wait. All bullshit. Well intentioned, and I understand the thought process because you want to do it right. But it's better to do it half right and fucking start than to not start, because it's going to be perfect. And imperfect action is probably the biggest secret that I've taken away from successful people that I follow and listen to and learn from, is that, yes, you don't want to act completely impulsively when you're starting on a journey or an idea. You're starting on a workout program or a healthy eating. You don't want to just start doing something that makes no sense, right? There has to be some thought behind it. But once you have enough thought behind it to know that this is what I'm going to do, this is the direction I'm going to go, fucking go. Start. And everything else, you will start to figure it out and you'll refine the process as you're going. But if you keep waiting for everything to be perfect to start, you'll never start, because it will never be perfect at first, right? I would have never figured out any of the things I've learned about podcasting if I didn't just start doing them. So I can listen back now and be like, ooh, I would have done this differently or that differently. But honestly, most of it didn't matter. I just needed to be out there. And I can't tell you how much really good feedback I get from people, even random people that I literally don't know and have never met, have sent me messages saying that this has helped them in one way or another. And that is very gratifying to me, A, because that was the whole point, and B, because, again, this is something I almost didn't start just because I didn't know how to do it. And I had never done it. So I had apprehension about, is it going to be crappy? Is it not going to sound good? Are people going to not like it or hate on it, right? Because everybody's also afraid of that. And I probably, the same guy whose podcast inspired me to start said something along the lines of, listen, you know, when you put yourself out there publicly like this, record videos, record podcasts, yeah, not everybody's going to love it. Not everybody's going to listen to it. Maybe somebody's going to really hate on it, bash it. But if one person, you know, if especially stuff like this that honestly could be life-changing, if it hits the right person at the right time, the person's having a shit day and they're really thinking about making some bad decisions and this stops them just for one more day, it's all worth it, right? I'd be more than happy to find out that 5,999 of those listens were people making fun of me if one person heard something that turned their life into a positive direction. If it was just what they needed to hear that day to hang on for one more day and you know, grind it out, right? So that keeps me going on the days that I don't feel like doing it, or don't think anybody's listening, or feel like I should make sure everything's better. So I want you guys to really just consider how many things you might be putting off on pulling the trigger because it's not, everything hasn't laid out into place. And I swear, the workout thing and the eating thing, I see this so much. And even if it's like self-development, right? Even if it's like reading books and like listening to podcasts and just trying to improve yourself. If you're not a big reader, set a goal of 2 pages a day, right? Just start reading 2 pages. But pretty soon, a year goes by and you read 3 books at 2 pages a day. Or, you know, get audiobooks. I mean, there's, to me, nothing better than audiobooks and podcasts to listen to while you are in the car. We spend so much time in the car, and that used to frustrate the shit out of me because it felt like such a waste of time. And yeah, some of the time I like to listen to music and just chill, but like so much of it was frustrating. Like I could be doing so many productive things that I'm not doing right now until I learned about audiobooks and podcasts. And I believe it's, if you live in a, you know, kind of urban area with any type of traffic or any kind of type of driving, it's astronomical what you can accomplish listening to things on audio. I think you can basically get the equivalent of a college degree in like, you know, 5 years of listening to books on tape in the amount of time you spend in the car. That's incredible, right? So even that, don't fucking overthink it. Get the audiobooks app today or at Audible today and sign up. And it's, I don't know, $11 a month, and you can get as many books as you want. Or, you know, I mean, some, I don't even remember, but I would do it, bang out a bunch of books on there, and then I'd be set for 6 months. Podcasts are free. So you follow every podcast and suggested podcast that's in the area that you like and listen to them constantly. People will overthink that. I've had so many people say, oh, I don't really know how podcasts work. I want to start listening to them, but I don't know how it works. Fucking Google, man. Google, 5 minutes, you'll know how they work. Everything these days is learnable. Very quickly. There's really no excuse to say you don't know about something. Maybe you're not going to become an expert after a Google search, because that a lot of people think they are. But you understand what I'm saying. If you are somebody that's like, hey, I always wanted to learn jiu-jitsu, don't fucking wait until the time is perfect. Get online, find one near you, ask your friends where they go, and go fucking sign up. You get what I'm saying, guys. I don't want to beat a dead horse at this point. But anyway, my point being, do not wait for everything perfect. Imperfect action beats no action. Get after it. Love you guys. See ya.